The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
And as you can tell, still on the phone, working through the technical maze, and it is that, to get proper audio back. We'll have it up maybe tomorrow or probably Wednesday. So bear with us. Just pretend like you're listening in on a phone call, which essentially is exactly what you're doing. Now, we have so many questions about Donald Trump. And two of the lead questions about this traitor, and I don't mind calling him that. He's earned it. He's committed absolute treachery to his support base, to the American people, to the Republic, by 180-degree turnarounds, broken vows, broken promises, lies, deceit, the lie of omission. It's just unbelievable what this guy has done, and he's still has a support base. What is wrong with these people? How many times, as I have asked, must they be stabbed in the back before they figure it out? It's incredible. We'll talk later on tonight more about this, but today, Trump, who during the campaign, now remember this is 18 months, mentioned over and over again issues of vaccine freedom, right to choose, how vaccines were causing autism, and on and on. Well, what is he doing now? He is calling for essentially mandatory vaccinations for all people in this country, using measles as the excuse. And again, we'll go into this in some depth later tonight, but this is just the latest betrayal that this monstrosity has perpetrated on the American public, especially those who support him. Now, the other question that is certainly not being asked and should be, I did ask it once, a week or two ago, is Jerry Kushner and Princess Ivanka, the couple, is that couple, are those people enriching themselves even more and more flagrantly than Hillary Clinton would have done? I say, yes. We'll never have proof, but it couldn't be more egregiously obvious that Jerry and the princess are in this for themselves. It's all about control. And certainly don't forget that Jerry is the Mossad's man in the Oval Office, always lurking, always present. First up tonight, Kelly Nelson is back with us to share her thoughts on some of this insanity and true treason. It's incredible. Kelly, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Can I start with Joe Biden, though? Because...
Oh, creepy Joe, you bet.
Yeah, it feeds into Jared Kushner, okay?
And very good.
And look, we've got hair plug, plagiarizing, feely touchy Biden who likes to smell people, women especially.
Oh, isn't it unbelievable the things he has done?
Oh, he's creepy, okay? But here's the key. And it's all in Peter Schweitzer's book, Secret Empires, How the American Political Class Hides Corruption, and here's the key, and Enriches Family and Friends. And Vice President Joe Biden and Secretary of State John Kerry actually were managing policy on America's relationship with China. Guess what? Their sons and close associates were receiving deals from the Chinese government and government-related entities. Uh-huh. Hunter Biden, who is the surviving son of Joe Biden, actually had an affair with his dead brother's wife, ended up divorcing his wife and marrying Bo's widow. Is that
creepy? High-class people. What wonderful.
Oh, aren't they? Aren't they? Okay. Hunter Biden's firm received a $1 billion private equity deal from the Chinese government. He also speculated that Chinese wanted to soften Trump's policies on China by going through his kids, and that's exactly what's happening. So let's do another little comparison here. Remember who Chelsea Clinton's father-in-law is? Edward Mezvinsky, okay?
Yeah.
In 2001, he was convicted of 31 charges of felony fraud and served 5 years in federal prison. Right?
Right.
Got that? Okay.
Yeah. Sounds kind of like Jerry Kushner's dad, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. While Vice President, and here's another, It was not limited just to China, because Vice President Biden was actually overseeing all U.S. policy towards the Ukraine. So what happened? His son Hunter joined the board of one of Ukraine's most profitable and corrupt energy companies.
Oh, yeah.
That's a story all in itself that is absolutely incredible. Now
we spent over 2 years with this Russiagate crap,
and
the things you're citing warrant 2 years of study and investigation and criminal charges. They warrant it.
Yeah. Okay, Charlie Kushner, that's Jared's dad.
Yeah.
His business was basically, I think, in New Jersey, in apartment buildings and commercial real estate. Well, Charlie was arrested on charges of tax evasion, illegal campaign donations, and witness tampering. So the U.S. attorney leading the prosecution at the time was, guess who? Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Who would later go on to be governor of New Jersey and serve in the Trump administration as an anti-drug czar. Well, that didn't last long either.
Hilarious.
But, on March 4th of 2005, Charlie was convicted and sentenced to 2 years in federal prison. And 4 years later, Jared took over all of the company. See? And he bought the 666 Fifth Avenue building in New York City. And
Jared bought it, not the dad. I see. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Jared bought it. And that was really a bad purchase because he lost a lot of money on it. However, this is so intertwined with all of the rest of them. Jared sold the retail condominium portion of that property in order to pay the bills on it when property values went down to guess who? the Carlyle Group.
Oh. Oy. Bush.
And Crown Acquisitions. And he made $525 million on that. But what
half
is
a billion
so...
dollars.
Yeah, this, if you buy Secret Empires, there's an entire chapter entitled The Trump Princelings, and it goes into all of the information on Jared, his businesses, and Ivanka, and how the both of them are making a fortune off of China. And this is a key because everybody, all the way back to when Nixon made overtures to China and they became our friends and then they became most favored nation and everything. Well, in 30 years, China will be the world power and they will have taken over everything because they're in the process of completing that right now. So Ivanka is selling her clothes in China and she's making a bloody fortune on it. And they've got businesses going on in China, and they believe, China does, that dealing with the children enables them to get closer to Trump and get what they want out of him.
Sure.
If anybody listens to, is it Gordon Chang? Yeah, I really like him. If anybody listens to him, he often says, I'm sorry, but Trump is wrong. He should have raised the tariffs even higher. Do not give in to these people because they will lie to you. They will use you. And this is true.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, why would Trump care when his kids are making a fortune on this? It's all about money.
Yep. See, I really do believe that that's a legitimate question I raised about everyone carps and moans about the Clintons. Yeah, they're crooks, super crooks. But I think that the Kushners are at least their equals at this point, and right out in the open. It's just there's no real stealth about it. You can dig this up. What is the name of the book again, please?
Secret Empires. How the American political class hides corruption and enriches family and friends.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Great title. Great subtitle. I'd like to
Secret Empires. You've got to get it because it's loaded and every chapter has something else. And Peter Schweitzer, he's the one that wrote Clinton Cash, and he was always on Fox News. They had him on all the time about Clinton Cash because they were after the Clintons, of course. Let's destroy the Clintons. But when he came out with this book, which contains information that is just as damning about the Kushners, they didn't have him on at all. All of a sudden, he was blackballed. Isn't that interesting?
I need to get him on. He would be the one to draw the parallels that I've been trying to raise via the questions about the Clintons and the Kushners. Let's get him on. Now, you mentioned another important thing, Kelly, and that's Fox News. Fox News has been thought of as the conservative bastion of free press. Until people began to look at it and watch it change. It's changed so much in the last couple of years since Ailes left. It has really changed.
Really?
How would you term Fox News now?
Well, it's Lachlan Murdoch who's running it, but a lot of people don't understand. Do you remember how they threw off Chris Farrell when he suggested that Soros was funding the migrants? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And they accused him of being anti-Semitic because he used Soros' name. Well, Soros, you know, he was turning in his own people as a child with the Nazis back in Hungary as a kid. So saying what he said was absolutely true, but it's not just Soros who they wanted to protect. It's Islam, because many people, well, look at Judge Jeanine. She asked that Ilhan Omar, about the Constitution and her religion and so forth. And for 2 weeks she wasn't on because, oh my God, she'd said something bad about the Muslim religion. Well, it's because, what's the guy's name? Ben Talal?
Waleed bin Bin Talal.
Yes. He is co-owner with Murdoch of Wall Street Journal and of Fox. So
Wally's a big piece of the Fox game, huh? Interesting.
Oh, yes. So not only can't you say anything about Islam, you have to be very careful what you say about Soros. So there's inner ties there that people don't understand. And it has gone down the toilet in the last 2 years. You're right. Since Ailes was ousted and then died, there's really, I've even seen this on Lou Dobbs, where Lou Dobbs cut off Sidney Powell one night because she said that these migrants were bringing in disease. And he immediately jumped on her and said, "We don't know that for sure. You can't say that."
Lou?
And said, Lou, and said goodbye to her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Poor Lou. He's been compromised.
Oh, honey, they're muzzled. They're told you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. Oh. So it's gotten very severe. I go listen to One America News on Roku, and really there's not much else, is there?
No. Fox has deteriorated into being a liability. It's not an asset to us or our cause, which
is true. No, not anymore. Not anymore. But let's go back to how Ivanka got into China, because it was during a Mar-a-Lago meeting where this President Xi Jinping, I don't know how you pronounce his name, but he was there at Mar-a-Lago, and he actually approved Ivanka's company's request to sell handbags, jewelry, and spa services in China. And that's
it's pronounced Xi, believe it or not. President Xi actually personally approved that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're made. That's the world's biggest single market. 1.3 billion people, they're in. They're going to make billions and billions of dollars before this is over.
Yep, and she's got deep commercial ties politically with Chinese companies. I mean, they're selling her clothes, they're producing her clothes. I mean, my God, they're tied. Even her shoes are produced annually by a group in China's, I don't know how to pronounce their provinces and everything, so I'm not even going to try. But the company was founded in 84 by a PLA officer, and that's who's making all of her stuff. It's a Chinese Communist Party organization.
Unreal.
And Trump gets on the air and says America will never become a socialist nation. Well, then what the hell are you doing chumming up with the socialist nation of the world, the communist reds? You know?
It's all a freak show. It's lies.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trick. Mm-hmm. It's all deception. Right?
Yes.
There's nothing straight coming out of those people's mouths. Nothing. It's all corrupted.
Yep.
It's all shaded to one asset or another that they're nurturing or trying to create. They don't care. This is really wholesale participation in the looting of the planet.
Oh, it is. And this is not just Ivanka, it's Jared as well, because he's negotiating deals with China's Anbang Insurance Group, a financial institution. It's headquartered in Beijing, and one of China's most politically connected companies, according to the Financial Times. So he's got his feet in this mess, too, and he intends to make a lot of money, just like she does. Yeah, it's an ugly situation. Here we are. In 1949, Mao Zedong started this 100-year plan to be the world's superpower. 70 years have gone by. He owns every port, just about, in the world. And this all started with the ports being bought when Carter gave away the canal.
Panama Canal. They
yes.
bought Long Beach. In this case, kind of funny, President Xi is a he. Whatever. But
yeah, it is weird, isn't it?
They own. And they get, if they don't own outright, they have 99-year leases on them. I think they also have a 99-year lease on the deepest.
Yes, you're right.
In the Bahamas, is it? Somewhere, anyway, in the Mediterranean, and the Caribbean, rather. They own this huge deepwater port. I think it's in the Bahamas. But yes, the Chinese are moving everywhere. They're moving into South America.
Yes.
They're into Africa,
yes.
big time.
Yes.
They're moving
yes.
everywhere.
I've written about this. I've written articles
yeah.
on all of this. But here's what's very telling, and we are deep in debt to these people as well. When they can't pay their debt, they give their land and they allow military posts from the Chinese. So you've got Chinese military spreading all over the place. You've got them owning these countries, because these countries are deeply in debt to them. And
right.
it was all under the guise that China would help them with their infrastructure. Right? And loan them money, billions for their infrastructure and all that. But then, here's the truth about it, and this has been reported from people who have seen it. What the Chinese build, and of course they send their people there to build it. See? And they send their people there to farm for food to these foreign nations. Okay? But what they build falls apart. Within a matter of years, they've built apartment buildings and they collapse.
Oh, so they're are they doing this intentionally, Kelly? So they
yes.
come back and rebuild them?
I don't know if they even come back built and rebuild
them. Built-in obsolescence, or is it just China junk?
China junk. It really is
wow.
China junk.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on just a minute. And if you've missed it, ladies and gentlemen, the People's Liberation Army is China, and it is communism, and it also owns and operates, and this goes back nearly 10 years, over 5,000 international companies around the world. This is how they get into everything. It's like an invasion of ants. They're crawling everywhere. It's truly astonishing. Kelly Nelson, brilliant. Be right back with Kelly. Hang on. Again, I apologize for being on the phone. I should also mention that after many years, maybe next week or the week after, we're going to switch the program to an hour earlier, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. That will be 9 to midnight Eastern, which will allow all of our East Coast listeners more time to get some sleep. A lot of them stay up till 1 or later. So the East Coast time will be 9 to midnight, and West Coast 6 to 9. That's the plan, and so we're working on that. Hopefully we can get that done in the next week or two, and I think it'll be better all the way around. Thought about doing it many years ago, but just did not. Kelly Nelson is with us this first hour, just a superior writer. Her works appear at newswithviews.com and at Rents as well. And Kelly, this is quite an ugly thing you have laid out, but it's real. And they're not
so hard
to identify anymore. They're just right there. They don't care about being stealthy. It's there. Now, Princess Ivanka has a future. And if you don't believe me, just ask her, her dad, and ask her, what does Princess Ivanka want to do?
First American female president. That's really what I think is in the plans here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Not at all.
And, of course, she's a Democrat, and so is Jared. So will they run on the Democrat Party, or will they run on the Republican Party, and we'll get another one like the Bushes and well, we could even
say Reagan,
but that would start people up. But there's more to this than people know, because here they are dealing with a country, a red Chinese country, and Brett Decker wrote a book called Bowing to Beijing about Obama, and he told, do you know Brett? I don't know. He told about a shot to the back of the head keeps organs intact, and the body parts of prisoners bring a tidy profit. So if you want a heart, kidneys, unlined skin, they'll shoot a prisoner to order. And this is still going on. Now, Gordon Chang...
What did you just say, Kelly? Kelly, hold on. Unlined skin? Is that like wrinkle-free skin?
Wrinkle-free skin, yes.
Now, that one's a new one on me.
Transplanted to your body. Yes.
Uh-huh. All right. Yep. Oh, great.
Yep.
Oh, what a species we've become.
Well, and see, there's also Gordon Chang was on one of the Fox shows, and he was telling how they're sending Buddhists and Christians and the Uyghurs, which are a different kind of Muslim, to these re-education centers, which are basically concentration camps, and somewhere between 1.1 million and 2 million people have been murdered. Okay, and they're building crematoria to dispose of the bodies. That's red China that the Jared children, Jared and Ivanka, are dealing with and making a whole lot of money on. They're making their clothes for them, and they're selling their clothes for them. But there's even more. Kushner and his daddy, Charles, have also sought a $500 million deal from a billionaire from guess where? Qatar. So they're involved with Islam as well.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, Islam,
there it is.
Yeah,
Islam and Red China.
Mm-hmm. This protection that Islam is getting is particularly repulsive when I think most of you understand, Islam is not a religion. It's a sex and death cult. Always has been.
Yes.
The Quran is one of the most evil things I've ever considered. The Talmud isn't, they're both out of the same basket, basically. This Quran, though, is, all these people, their prime directive is our death. You gotta understand
that's
that.
That's right. That's exactly
it's
what
no
it
joke.
Is. Okay, so Jared and his daddy, guess what? Back to that 666 property?
Yeah.
Jared and his daddy negotiated directly with this Qatar company to refinance the property. And the negotiations continued through the spring of 2017 after Trump occupied the White House and Jared had joined him as his senior advisor.
Wow.
Now, this company's head that is the former prime minister of Qatar and ran the country's sovereign wealth fund. So this is how big these people are and what Jared is dealing with. See, they're not just dealing with little people like other folks would with China. They're going straight to the sources, mm-hmm. both in China and in these Middle East nations.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, just like on Fox, where they're not allowed to speak about certain subject matter, it's the same thing with Trump. And why do you wonder why Trump just signed an okay for more H-1B visa people to come into the nation? Don't you think we've got enough of them already?
No, they're called highly skilled. Apparently Americans have no skills anymore. So we need these highly skilled people. No, we don't. No, No, we don't. When we have an education system, a mind control system, a deliberate dumbing down system that has brought America's competency in terms of its younger people down to the level that the average college freshman only can read at the seventh grade level.
That's right.
There's no mystery why we're failing. It's all
That's
been
right.
done by design, all of it.
Sure it has. Okay, you want a little more?
Please.
Okay, during the presidential transition in 2016, Jared held secret meetings with a Russian bank named, oh, now here's another one I can't pronounce, Vinesh Economy Bank. The state-owned financial institution is close to, guess who? Vladimir Putin. So they've got their fingers in China, they've got their fingers in the Middle East, and they've got their fingers in Russia.
Wow.
Wow. Now, there's more. Kushner's met with veritable United Nations of leaders since his father-in-law was elected president. Okay? Mm-hmm. And all are either government-owned or deeply politically connected in their countries. And that's who he's meeting with. What for? What's he up to? Money. Something with money. Jared Kushner.
I think these people, honestly, are going to leave the Clintons in the dust, from what you're telling me.
It's close to it. You've got to understand that Ivanka and Chelsea are very close friends.
I do. They're good buddies. And if nothing else, this will play out behind the scenes and only grow over the years. They're setting themselves up for life and then some.
That's right. Yep.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
disgusting. That's what government is now in the world. It's just business. It's just big business.
Yes, it is.
Crime, criminality, pedophilia, corruption, theft, bribery, murder. That's what the world is now. That's what's running the world.
Well, and Jared Kushner's brother, Josh, he's got his fingers in all kinds of things, too. He owns a company named Thrive. And
he owns that, huh? I've seen that.
Yes. And one investor in Thrive is Darren Walker, president of the Ford Foundation.
Oh, there you go.
Nice people. Yeah.
All in the family. Wow.
It is, and it's all intertwined with the people that the leftists, when they were in power, were intertwined with. So there's been no change, really. There's no change. They're dealing with the same people making the same kind of money that Kerry and Biden and Obama were dealing with and making money. No
God, they're all international gangsters and thieves and criminals of the highest order. Unreal.
Well, there's an outfit named OpenGov. It's a technology company that provides tools for financial information on government spending. Well, they're all wrapped up with Jared Kushner. And Thrive, his brother's company, is also heavily invested in a company called Oscar Health. And that's a huge health insurance company. And it was founded by his brother, Josh. So they're intertwined with the health insurance industry as well. Mm-hmm. Keeping Obamacare, have we gotten rid of it? That was a promise. We
Funniest
still have
thing,
that.
No.
Yep. There's so much here. And, of course, you've got the whole wall situation, which isn't happening. But guess where they went to get their first quotes for the wall? Which, basically, I really like this. Because the Israeli security company that constructed the security fence in Gaza. And if you've never seen a picture of that fence, it is magnificent. Nobody's going to get over it, okay?
They went to them.
Have you? It's a steel fence, and it bends inward to the other side, and it has razor wire all over it.
Nobody goes near that. You're right.
Right, right. So, and I was really pleased that they asked them to come and quote, because they build at much lower cost than what any American company would do to build this. So I was kind of excited about that, but it seems to have kind of caved
in. Well, remember, the vast majority of the funds that they use for those projects come from us. We give them $10 million a day. That's what we give them. These aren't loans. They're not guaranteed or secured loans.
No, there's no collateralization.
They're gifts.
And, of course, you've got all of the Jewish connections to very wealthy international diamond trade families.
I've heard that. Yeah, I don't know much about it, but yes.
Benny Steinmetz is under investigation in the United States for allegedly bribing foreign officials in exchange for mining rights, and Kushner and Benny's nephew, Raz Steinmetz, are partners on at least 15 properties in Manhattan and the Trump Bay Street project in New Jersey. You see all the little connections here? And every single one of them has something ugly, corrupt, or criminal involved in it. Does.
Every single one of them.
So, and now there's, we won't even touch Eric and Donald Trump, but there's chapters on them too. So the Trump family as a whole, they may have been maligned by the left and everything, but I think it's all a game. I think it's a joke on the American people.
A game. Yeah. What do we got? Donald Obama.
Donald.
And Jeb Trump.
Yeah.
That's what we have. We have Donald Obama and Jeb Trump. A combination. It doesn't matter. It's all interchangeable, ultimately.
And guess who, you know, Vice President Pence, that is a topic all alone. Well, he's been funded from his very start of his political career by the Koch brothers and by Betsy and Dick DeVos, okay?
Mm.
And guess who our education czar is?
Yeah.
Betsy DeVos. And Betsy DeVos sat on the board of Jeb Bush's Excellence in Education, which was pro-Common Core. So... there's nothing that's changed.
No. This is incredible dot connections you're doing. They play the label game. They completely confuse the average person with all of these labels. Democrat, conservative, liberal, conservative, left, right, up, down. It's all being corrupted and played. We're being played. It's all a game. A very profitable game at that.
And you don't think that all of these foreign countries aren't willing to be involved with Eric and Donald Trump, who are allegedly running the Trump empire? Of course they are.
I know,
the connections are massive.
They jump right in.
And look, a Chinese businesswoman named Angela Chen, who goes by several other names, she bought a penthouse in Trump Park Avenue, okay? Mm-hmm. They're interconnected. He even said this when he was running. And don't forget that McConnell and his wife, Chow, she
Elaine Chao's father owns a huge Chinese communist shipping company. They actually were caught bringing drugs into the country. Cocaine, I believe it was. I can't remember. But they have made millions because her father and her two sisters sit on the communist boards that bring all of this stuff into our country. And all of the money that we spend buying Chinese goods, guess what it gets invested in? Their military. And their military is being planted all over the world in these countries that they loaned money to that can't pay them back. A big one is Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And look what's going on in Venezuela. What a nasty mess.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, we're literally constructing our own
demise. Yes, we actually are. And how do we stop it? We can't even stop the Chinese. Gordon Chang, every time he's on any of the shows, and I learn he's coming on, I will turn on and listen to him. I don't like the other fellow that everybody, because he's a Council on Foreign Relations boy. And he's always on all the time, and his name is Michael Pillsbury. He wrote the 100-year marathon, which is what they've got going. He's a pompous, arrogant ass, and I don't think he really understands. Gordon Chang gets down and dirty and tells you exactly what's going on and what Trump should do that he's not doing and how frustrated Chang gets with him. And that's what I want to hear. What should we be doing that we are not doing? You know, we had Obama who bowed and kissed to China and didn't care about their human rights relations.
Oh, of course.
Well, neither does Trump.
No.
Obviously, his kids are all involved with them, and they don't give a blast who's being murdered. How
not
many bodies are being destroyed, and that they're building crematoriums and killing Christians and Buddhists and Uyghurs. They don't care. It's, you know, if you look at all of this stuff and then you think, oh, we elected a good guy and they're just trying to make mincemeat of him. Well, once you start digging and you look under the rock, you find the same nasty snakes that you found under the rocks with Obama and Bushes and Clintons and all the way back for hundreds of years now.
Well said.
Yep.
Well said. I don't,
you know,
you ask what we could do to stop it, and unfortunately, the truth is nothing. Their control is absolute. There's nothing that's going to happen to change what they're doing. Whatever changes will be done by their own decisions. I believe.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, when you've got the entire left promoting socialism, and nothing really being done about it, and you've got how many hundreds were elected, Islamists were elected to local, state, and federal.
Was it like 600? I don't know. It was a lot.
600 or 700. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And now, like you started at the beginning of the program, we've got 700 Americans with measles. And we should vaccinate everyone? Excuse the daylights out of me, but when I was a kid, I had measles and chickenpox in the same 2 weeks. And we had parties with all the other kids in school, so everybody'd get it and get over it really quick.
I heard that. That's really the truth. Go out and get it and get it over with.
Yep.
And we all survived chickenpox and measles.
We sure did.
Nobody died.
No, you know, even mumps, we even survived
mumps
that.
Too.
So
yeah.
These childhood diseases. I mean, I hear people on the radio saying, "Oh, 30% of the people that get measles, they have problems afterwards." And I'm like, "Are you kidding me? This is propaganda.
It's all lies. It's all scare
it
tactics, lies. And look, they make these vaccines with so much in the way of toxicity. From human fetal tissue, which, by the way,
absolutely,
human fetal cells are used to grow and create the vaccines. That's what they use as a medium. And then they put things in the vaccines. They actually use, as we know, weakened viruses, but they can use less weakened viruses.
But they're still alive.
And yes, of course. And they can increase their profits by using less in each vaccine dose. By what? By putting in chemicals in the vaccine from mercury. There's a whole list of them, thimerosal. And what those do, even aspartame, what those do is trigger the immune system to create
That's
a more vigorous
right.
response against the weakened virus. These are called adjuvants. And it is such a horribly ugly thing. Everybody
why
with a brain
you, why
knows.
Why do you think we have an epidemic of cancer? It's because of the polio vaccine.
That's the SV40 virus was a contaminant. Yes.
Damn right.
100%.
Yep.
Boy, you are amazing, Kelly. Thank you for sharing all that.
I don't know about that, but okay, we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, take care. Kelly Nelson. Terrific. All right, be right back. Hang on.